Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Professor Barry Shoup is the former executive director of the National Institute of Communicable Diseases and professor emeritus of virology at Wits University. And we are going to listen to him now discussing the three phases of the rollout of the vaccines.
Good afternoon, Simon, and good afternoon to the listeners. My apologies yesterday for not being able to finish and going over time, so maybe I'll just try and finish off what I was discussing yesterday with regard to the rollout plans. So just to mention again, I mentioned yesterday that the rollout is really parceled into three phases. Phase one, which is the immunization of the highest priority, which is the healthcare workers. Phase two is priority immunization, and phase three is the rest of the population. So phase one, the healthcare workers, as I mentioned yesterday, this is part of what's called an implementation study. To give it its full name, a phase 3B implementation study. The reason that it is called this is that the vaccines that are coming are not the regular vaccines. They are vaccines which come from various trials. They are, of course, identical vaccines in terms of what they are. It's just that the vials that they come in are a little bit different to, so they have to be relabeled. That's the one thing. And also part of that is that people that get these, that in other words, the healthcare workers, need to give informed consent. And also the vaccination can only be done on designated sites which have been licensed by the regulatory authority. That's really the only difference. And then there's also just a follow-up. That's why it's called an implementation study. But other than that, it's not a trial as such. There's no placebos, et cetera, nothing like that. It's been actually given a name. This is the SONCA program. SONCA means togetherness. So that's going to be phase one, and that's really to get healthcare workers, which are not only doctors and nurses, as I mentioned yesterday, but also porters, cleaners, people that come into contact with patients. And that's probably going to be about just over a million people, 1.2 million people. That's what it's planned for. The second phase is the one which is a little bit more diffuse, a little bit which one has to go into a bit more detail. In fact, we do have a technical working group of the advisory committee, which is dedicated to, in fact, structuring this whole phase two. And really it consists of three main groups of individuals. Individuals who are at high risk of getting severe disease if they're infected. So that's the elderly and people who've got underlying illnesses or comorbidities. The second group are key personnel that are essential for the running of the country, essential for the economy, and then the third part of this phase two are what we call congregate, people in congregate settings, people, in other words, who are living in situations where they are close to each other, institutions, also informal settlements, shelters, people living in prisons, because in these situations, of course, if the virus gets introduced, then it spreads very rapidly. So these all are the composite for the phase two, and that works out to about 14 million people. That's what it's planned for. Now, phase one will probably be completed by about early May. Phase two will then start beginning of May, and probably go on till after winter, probably into August, and then the remainder will be after that for the rest of the population. I should just mention also, in terms of vaccine, what has been committed so far till the middle of the year, in other words, to encompass phase one and phase two, is between 15 and 19 million doses. So that should be more than adequate to cover those two phases. So that's really where we are at the moment. There's an electronic vaccination data system which records for the healthcare for phase one, and presumably soon we will also have the EVDS, the way of registering for phase two, for the people who are in phase two. So I often get asked, how do you get onto the register? Well, those who are not healthcare workers, those who are not in the phase one category, will just have to wait a little bit longer, and presumably fairly soon they will roll out the EVDS, Electronic Vaccination Data System, to be able to register people who are in categories for phase two. So, thanks very much indeed.